Georgia is considered one of the closest U.S. allies, but it is also a country having visa-free travel rules and friendly relations with Iran. Bahrad Shadiman is one of Iranian nationals who came to visit Georgia 3 years ago and decided to stay here. The reason behind his decision was a low living cost compared to other countries and opportunities to start a business with a little money. Since then, he runs a small cafe in the center of Tbilisi.
People really help here, especially when you get to Justice House. All the paperwork and opening a bank account for starting up business was very quick and easy.
An increasing number of Iranian businesses recently opened in Georgia has raised U.S. suspicions over the matter. Delegations from U.S. Treasury have visited Tbilisi in recent months to discuss the importance of combating those activities. American professor of Iranian origin Henry Safavi strongly believes that Washington's unilateral sanctions against Iran have been politically motivated. He says he can hardly believe that Iran could have used Georgia for evading sanctions or money laundering.
The banking system in Georgia is very rudimentary, small banks, private banks. Money laundering is normally done, not by little banks in Georgia, but as we have seen, by the giants like Standard Charter or HSBC.
Although the government of Georgia froze about 150 bank accounts of Iranian individuals and legal entities, they still believe that attractive business conditions in the country have grabbed the attention of Iranian enterprises.
The assessment whether any enterprise operating in Georgia is or is not in breach of international legal framework applicable in relation to the sanctions regime is a matter of individual assessment. And therefore, the very fact of operation of certain business enterprise in Georgia does not automatically and per se imply the violation of this framework.
The country's officials have promised to examine all suspicious deals, but said they will be surprised if any evasion cases are confirmed. According to Georgian Justice Minister, the authorities are closely monitoring business activities of Iranian nationals in Georgia and keep strict control over enforcement of sanctions against Iran. But at the same time, increase in any business activities in the country does not necessarily imply Georgia's violation of any international resolutions passed by the UN Security Council. Svetlana Alimova, Press TV, Tbilisi.